The purpose was to get a more specific sense of how the public feels towards specific policies protecting the transgender community, particularly in the areas of the rights of prisoners, health care rights, access to health care, transition-related health care in particular, open service in the military, educational policy for transgender youth. Those were some of the main policy areas we wanted to explore because we didn't find a lot of data out there about how the public views those things. Usually you see polls and surveys about anti-discrimination laws and support for that for the transgender community, but not these more specific needs that are addressed in our survey.
The survey showed support for the transgender community, but not so much for some of those programs that you talked about. Why do you think that was?
I think some of it is a lack of information about what the specific needs of the transgender community are. You know, a lot of people tend to start with a general principle of non-discrimination, and that's reflected in our survey that larger numbers of people responded that the transgender community have the same rights of everybody else and should not be discriminated against. But when you talk about these specific policy areas, there was much less support. One, as I say, because of a lack of awareness of the policies that are needed and the implications of those policies. And also, I think a lot of those policies do still trigger some concerns in the public about preserving what we might, scholars might call the gender binary, or the notion that people ought to be purely male or female, or purely masculine, purely feminine. So there's still a lot of that cultural resistance to more fluidity.
What do you think the message should be for the LGBT community from the survey results?
That there's a strong baseline of support for a lot of these policies, and particularly for the principle of non-discrimination. But I also think for policymakers and activists and advocates, there's a lot of work to be done. One of the most important findings in the survey was that support for transgender supportive policies increases when an individual knows someone who is transgender or who is in the process of transitioning or someone who's gender non-conforming. In political science lingo, we talk about this as contact theory, that the idea is the more contact you have with a certain group of people, the more you are likely to support their agenda in terms of rights and policies and things like that. So I think getting out there, being more visible from the transgender community is important. The downside is that there are still relatively high levels of violence against the transgender community disproportionately because they do tend to challenge that gender binary most directly, and that can be uncomfortable for a lot of folks.
What's the importance of this message for people who aren't in that community?
I think for people who are citizens and allies and who want to see everyone's rights protected, I think that the takeaway from this survey is to become more informed about the issues, get a sense of what kinds of laws and policies are needed, make sure that your local policymakers are paying attention to these kinds of issues about health care access, about how prisoners are being treated, about how children are able to participate or not in athletics based on their gender identity. That varies from state to state. For instance, California, one of the questions we polled was that in California, they have recently passed a law that says that school children, you know, middle school, high school age children, they have a right to play the sports team of their gender identity, their own self-identified gender identity. And that's a pretty important law, but we only found about 40% support for a law like that in one's own state. And so more advocacy and more understanding about how allowing people to choose their own gender identity and participate in life based on that is a pretty basic right. I mean, that's the central element of the transgender rights movement is self-definition.